Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tech Talk is underway. Doug Swindehart is back today between now and 3 o'clock. Here's the phone number and our text number, 651-989-9226. You want to keep that handy. It's good for all our shows, Monday through Friday. Saturday is Sunday. Call 651-989-9226 or text 651-989-9226. Doug, good to visit with you. Thanks for joining us again today.
Steve, it's wonderful to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Shaletta Brundage is our producer, and Shaletta's got computer problems. Shaletta, what do you got?
Okay, guys, the kids were running around the house with my laptop, and they tripped. And so the laptop, the computer, fell, and it cracked, Doug, right where you press a little button for power. And so there's a crack on the case right near the power button of the laptop. And so I didn't really notice it at first, and then I set it back on the counter, and I got ready to start typing, and I couldn't get the power to come back on. And then I saw that little crack in the casing. And so my husband took a little screwdriver and screwed all the back, you know, screws on real tight. And then it came back on, and we thought we were good, and I'm typing. And then I say, oh, well, you know, I need to go to the office so that I can, you know, really get away from the kids and focus. And I picked the computer up, and I go to the office, and it automatically shuts off. And so then I put it down on the table, and I turn it back on. And then when I moved it a little bit, just, you know, kind of move the screen back and forth to kind of get a better vantage point to see, it turned back off again. So it's going on and off, and I can't control it. Do I need another laptop, or can I take the guts out of this one and put it in a new case?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to have you send me the make, model, and serial number of that laptop. And if you could be so kind as to take a picture of where it's cracked and email that to me, we'll just get you the piece of the case that's required. And even if it's a switch, it's not going to be costly to repair. Yeah, that's not new computer material at all.
Okay, all right, because
I'll take care of that for you.
This Valentine's Day was in jeopardy because I wanted a new computer, Steve, and you know you husbands, y'all think y'all can fix everything. I'm like, look, it won't be no love at this house if I don't get a new computer.
Well, you know, he should get you a new computer and let the children have the one that they cracked.
There you go, see?
That one in the end anyway.
I love you. That's why I love you, Doug. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and that is one of those things. These things aren't indestructible, and that, you know, Doug, a good case for a tablet or a phone is a big deal. I can't think of how many times I have dropped, for instance, my smartphone, but I've always had a good case for my phone. Typically, yep. I've gone with OtterBox, and I can't say enough on how much that's done. And if you have a tablet as well, laptops are a little trickier to get a good case for a laptop that's going to protect it from a drop. But smartphones and tablets, a good case is a must because they do get dropped.
Indispensable. And you're correct with when you talk about laptops and netbooks. The smaller this equipment becomes, the more delicate it becomes. And cases are a point in fact. And especially these power switches, if you ever took a look at one inside, how delicate these things are when they're putting the power on and off. I can see where she's having an issue. It's probably just nothing more than an exterior case, but it could be a power switch as well. But just those two items does not call for a new computer, not at my place. But if Mama wants a new computer for Valentine's Day, I think if I were her husband, I'd be planning a new computer.
Yeah, one way or another, something needs to be done there. And by the way, I forgot at the end of the program a week ago to throw out your phone number. Why don't we do that right now? Get your phone number out there, Doug, and your email, and we'll do it again at the end of the program. How do people reach you?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. Thank you, Steve.
All right, and we'll do that again at the end of the program. We already have something on the text line, and it's a great way to go. And you can text any of our programs. Shaletta was on earlier today, Monday through Friday, whether it's Dave Lee in the morning news, Corey Heppola, Chad Hartman, Paul and Jordana, Mike Max, Henry Lake, the text line, 651-989-9226. And you're welcome to call that number as well, and we'll put you on the air. All right, Doug, I want to buy a new MacBook M1, Pro or Air. I just use it for basic things, no gaming. Are typically there deals on this equipment? Talk about MacBooks, what you recommend there.
Hey, you know, for that type of call, I would say a MacBook Air. MacBook Pros are beautiful, and they're going to be a more investment on a Pro than an Air. And the Airs are lighter, a little bit smaller, and beautiful equipment. One thing people should know is if you're going to own a Mac beyond 2017, they are almost unrepairable. Now, that said, I can't imagine what you'd do to one of these things to upgrade them. They come with the NVMe solid-state drives. They're whippy fast. They're good-looking. They're light. I don't know what kind of upgrades and improvements you could make on them, but that's kind of a rule of thumb with me is anything newer than a 2017, I kind of cringe unless it's just a straight repair. But upgrading, not so much. The Mac is coming out with some really, really nice equipment. And I'm really looking forward to seeing their new processor chips as soon as they get rolling. This should be an interesting year for Apple. This year and next year will be a true, true test of, you know, can they get along and do real well and just keep right on moving? I think they will. I think they'll do fine.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of buying a MacBook because we've had a lot of Macs in this house over the years. The longevity, the durability of the equipment, the stability of the equipment is unmatched. But generally, you're not going to find a lot of deals on this. It is expensive, and you're going to pay for this equipment. One, if you are looking for a deal, I think some of the factory refurbs, we've had good luck with that over the years. Apple generally will sell refurbs at a pretty good price.
Oh, I would agree. And I would also encourage people, if they're interested in saving a little money on a Mac, you might want to check out MacSales.com, which is also associated with OWC.com, one company. They just got different domain names. And they are tied with Apple somehow. They've got upgrade parts and many, many, many refurbs. Just a great selection. And you'll save some serious money there as well. And they are great people to do business with. I believe they're located in Texas and Indiana. And somebody mentioned something about California not too long ago. They're probably expanding. But between Apple and Mac Sales or OWC.com, you should have no problem at all finding equipment. It's really interesting equipment these last 2 years that that Apple has produced.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more with Doug in a moment. We'll go to the phones. Jerry in Maple Grove is standing by. And then we've already got a lot of texts on the program today. Here's the number. Text or call 651-989-9226. Doug's in for the entire hour. Following the news at 3, we'll get an update from the National Weather Service on this cold snap. Nick Carletta will join us. Sarah McClellan, who covers the Wild for the Star Tribune at about 3:20. The Wild are coming back from COVID-19, but there's still a lot of players out. She'll give us an update. And then Brian Cosgrove, former head coach of the Hopkins girls basketball team. He coached Paige Beckers all the way through, and now she's starring at UConn and really taking over the college basketball world with her play here this season. So that's all on the way on a Saturday here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart, and it gets to the point where you can just say it's cold. 5 below officially, our wind chill minus 22. More on that weather in a few minutes, but we continue with Doug Swinhart, and we're going to go to the phone lines and bring in Jerry. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I've got an HP desktop, and a Comcast is my internet provider. And okay. the email, I don't use Outlook. I just use Comcast. And some of the emails, the graphics don't come up, and other ones they do. And it's always the same emails, typically, that don't come up with the graphics. What am I doing wrong?
Probably nothing. If you're using an email client, I'm still going to suggest that you keep your email setting as web-based and not use POP3. But if you had Thunderbird, perhaps, you could download that. That's similar to Outlook, but I think it's just cleaner.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line, you are losing the HTML. I would be checking to make certain that your browsers are up to date. You're probably just opening up Comcast.net and logging in through a browser. If your browsers are not up to date, try that. If that doesn't work, try a different browser. If you're using Chrome, check out Firefox. Check out Brave. Maybe even download and install Opera. One of them should snap and be better. I can also tell you that depending upon the sender, if they're not set up properly, they may be sending you peer text, or there was some kind of interruption in the email process and you lost a portion of the HTML, and Comcast corrected it by removing it all for that message to make sure that you got the message as much as the information came through 100%. That it's not a perfect science, and with so many different people doing so many different programming jobs, it's becoming more and more complex. Should be a simple process, email. It is not anymore. Not to mention, when you stop and consider how many emails every minute of every day are being sent, it's an enormous amount of traffic. And I hope that helps. And if not,
right,
give me a call and we'll work you through it.
All right, okay. Very good, Jerry. Thanks for the call, as always. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. And that is good for a call or text. For all our programs all weekend long, we start with Denny Long, Shaletta Brundage, and then, of course, yours truly. And then on Sunday, we've got Rashini Rajkumar and her program between 9 and noon. So we invite you to take advantage, and then it's good throughout the week as well. 651-989-9226. Doug, we've talked about this over the years and the challenges of home Wi-Fi. From the text line, I have internet dead spots in my house. Should I get an extender or a mesh system?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about mesh today, and a mesh system is a beautiful, beautiful setup. But I think it's a little bit more costly than it needs to be, and I would probably suggest an extender, depending upon your house, of course. But it might be a matter of just moving your router ever so slightly, and that might do it. But if you need an extender, they are available everywhere. Also, some houses where an extender and even a mesh might not be the answer, you can go to TP-Link, and you can actually run wired local area network, wired networking through your electrical system. And you can set that up for a couple $100. Now you've got the speed of wired with the convenience of wireless. And that's going to be an emerging technology when we start moving towards gigabit and 2 gigabit. And in some place in California, people could actually buy 10 gigabyte internet feed. Can you believe it? I'm amazing. I can't imagine how they would need that much, but 10 gigabit? Unbelievable. But as we move forward, the signals coming from our neighbors are also going to have a larger effect. And people are going to have to start learning how to zone in on their particular Wi-Fi device to make certain that their connections stay connected and free from the other garbage it might pick up. But, yeah, I would recommend an extender. Yeah, I think you got that at your house, don't you, Steve? Like $40 extender?
Yeah, we've had one for years, and it really worked well. But when we upgraded, when CenturyLink came through the neighborhood again and said, hey, we can upgrade you, and we're going to get you a brand-new router, we haven't needed it in the house, so we took that down. As a matter of fact, there was a little conflict with that old extender and the new router, and we took it out, and we've had no problem whatsoever anywhere in the house once we got that new router. And that's another thing, Doug, people should consider. You know, routers, they don't last forever, and it's one of those items that people should consider visiting with their internet service provider if it's time.
I have a lot of times people want to own their own, and I have been down that road a couple of times. I think it's prudent to just rent it from the company that you're getting your internet provider. Just get it right straight from them. They have to update them. It really should be their equipment. We have to take care of it, of course. But the rental units just went up on Comcast. I think it's like $15 a month. But my goodness, what a piece of equipment. And I find that when I look at people who are buying their own, they're real fortunate to get more than a year, year and a half out of one. Firmware changes, whatever the case may be. And they have a tendency of running a little hot. So I recommend just rent one from CenturyLink or Comcast. And the modems that CenturyLink and Comcast have, modem/routers, what a wonderful piece of equipment. Just gorgeous. You just can't do better. You probably got that nice little tall one to go along with a gigabit feed.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Nice piece of equipment, serves the house well. But if you're having trouble, extenders work really well. We have got to take a break. We will come back. We'll have an update on that weather, and then we'll have more tech talk. Doug Swinhart's in for the hour. Shaletta Brundage is our producer. Mark Fry in the newsroom here at News Talk 830-WCCO. It is 2:36 on this chilly Saturday at News Talk 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swinhart is joining us. Shaletta Brundage, our producer. Mark Fry in the newsroom. We should point out the defense team is presenting its closing arguments now at the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump in the Senate. There could be a vote later today. We'll continue to keep you up to date. Any new developments, we'll bring those to you at once. Our next scheduled news update is at 3 o'clock. All right, Doug, let's continue and jump to the text line. By the way, our number is 651-989-9226. Doug, I have a Dell computer from 2012. Is it worth putting in a new SSD drive and maybe upgrade the processor? When do you decide it's time for a new computer?
Yeah, you know, this is really the question of the day at my house every day. But a 2012, I did three of those in the last 2 weeks. And I don't know if I would recommend a new processor unless it's absolutely necessary. But even that, many of the motherboards have an i5 dual core, and they'll take an i7 quad core. And if you can find one on eBay for $17, $18, $19, hey, by all means, give it a shot. But SSDs today, the prices have dropped, and it looks like they might be raising again. But a 256 gig SSD drive, you buy for about $20. It's really a no-brainer. That by itself will quadruple the speed of any computer, minimum. It's just unbelievable what they do. And the new SSD drives, if you can get an NVMe to boot, they will go somewhere between 25 and 40 times the speed of the old hard drives. But the older equipment might not boot them, so that's a question as well. In regard to really seeing if the computer is ready to go, just assume that it is. But you can't overpay either. Beautiful machines. The newer computers have a slower base speed in the processor. You can't just look at the advertised, oh, it's 4 gigahertz, okay? But if it gets 1.5 base speed compared to your old computer that maybe does 3 gigahertz in turbo mode but has a base speed of 2.6, well, your older computer is a faster computer on the base level, which is about 80% of what it's going to run. Not necessary to be replacing computers. I don't think most people realize how much machine they have. I'd get them checked out. I don't like throwing stuff away, but that's me. Great text. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Doug, when it comes to upgrading a machine, it sounds to me a 2012 would be a great candidate, not only for an SSD drive, but for some sort of version of Linux, because most people, they're just trying to get on the internet and do certain things. That might be plenty for a machine that's 8-9 years old.
No question. I don't think that I have released more than about 2 computers in the last 5 years with strictly Windows. I send them all out with a dual boot. I don't really care to just have that harsh, well, you're leaving Windows and you're going to Linux. I think that that's too jarring for people. It's just too much change too fast. And if they have to get a work done, have to get a job out in a hurry, what they've learned with Windows has become such an automatic subconscious movement. It's probably going to take a month or two to become that efficient with Linux. So I like to have a dual boot. They can learn it a little bit at a time. As much as we try to have the layout the same and the touch and the feel the same and the backgrounds like the wallpaper and all that kind of thing, it's a major change. And the biggest distance people will ever travel is between their ears. It's okay. If you can run a Mac and you can run a Windows and you can run Linux, the more you play around with multiple platforms, the sooner it becomes very much aware that, well, they all primarily work the same. They all got a file manager and cut and paste and straighten out my desktop. It's amazing how many similarities there are. But, yeah, don't be throwing that equipment away. It's far too good. Make sure it's dead first. If you do got to throw it away, take it to Tech Dump. They'll take good care of you.
Yeah, and that is a nonprofit we have talked about. They started in Golden Valley. They have a spot in St. Paul. Tech Dump, if you do a search, a great place to recycle your equipment. It is a nonprofit. They've been doing wonderful work here in the Twin Cities for a long time because that stuff can't go in the garbage. We don't want it in the landfill. But techdump.org, it is a Twin Cities organization. You can find them online and check that out. That's a good point, Doug. And we've talked about them a lot. And one of these days, we need to get them on the air and talk about their services. From our text line, we've been very busy there today at 651-989-9226. Have you heard about the Ryzen 7 chip? That's sure. New to me, but what's it all about?
Oh, that's one of AMD's new processors. AMD, for the past, 2 years now? They have been breaking Intel sales records every month. And it's the Ryzen line that's doing that for them. And I think this is just wonderful equipment. It will run and run. Amazing, the advancements they've made just in the last 3 years. But dollar for dollar up front, you're probably going to get more bang for your buck with an AMD. I still would prefer an Intel. Intel will be longer lasting lifetime as long as you can keep the firmware interaction to a minimum. But I like Intel. I like AMD too. I've got several people who've got AMD swear by them. That the original AMDs years ago, they had a problem with heat and temperature, and they went through some growing pains. Today, they are an upfront, right-in-your-face Intel competitor. They are doing great work. But the Ryzen line, that's what put them on the map, I think, to stay. They're not going anywhere. And that's AMD, another U.S. company, just exactly what we're looking for. Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff indeed.
Tech Talk with Doug here on this Saturday. Good to have Doug back. He joined us last Saturday again this week. Of course, we have spring training games coming up here as the Twins report for the Grapefruit League later this month. But we're going to have Doug back here and there. That is for sure. Let's continue on our text line. Very busy. I installed free Avira virus protection. how does that work with Windows Defender? Do I need to shut that off?
I lately have come to the conclusion that when you buy even a free one, when you put that an outside vendor on Windows, I'm going to say disable Windows Defender completely. Now, Avira is one of the last antiviruses on the planet that will continue to give you free antivirus. I would suggest that you step up and you purchase the antivirus, whether it's Malwarebytes or Avira. And I got to be honest, Steve, and tell you that, as you know, I was a huge proponent of Malwarebytes, and I still am. But something has changed a little bit there. I'm not seeing the level of support. I don't think they're ignoring people. I think they're overworked for some reason. And Avira would be probably today my first choice. One thing that I would mention with all commercial antivirus and protection software, once you buy the antivirus, it ain't going to be a month, and they're going to be knocking on your door and say, oh, by the way, now you need the browser protection. Oh, by the way, now you need the identity protection. Well, my first question is, well, when you sold me this the first time, that was supposed to do it. What changed? A lot of times it's more about money on the commercial side than it is actually protecting the person. Once you decide to go with something, I'm not so certain we should be so fast to upgrade and add products. Because as you know, we put too much security on, it's going to require more resources and slow your computer down. We want to avoid that like the plague. And it isn't just for speed, because the faster a computer runs, the more stable it is, the better it runs, and the longer it will last. The only thing you got to watch is heat and moisture and that kind of thing. But you want these babies going as fast as possible, as long as it's natural, not artificial. You're not pumping more electricity in just to overclock it. But yeah, there. I think with antivirus, Avira, another German company, wonderful, wonderful business, been around for decades, and they do really good work. Can't say enough good things about them. Great text. Thank you.
All right, from our text line, someone brought up CCleaner. In a Windows system, does that have a place to use CCleaner from time to time?
Yeah, you know, ever since Piriform sold out, CCleaner is a viable product, don't get me wrong. But I don't think that it's the product that it was in the past. And I have actually moved for Windows 10. I now use a package that's probably about ready to go commercial. It's still considered open source. You can make donations. And it's Privisor. Privazer. I think that's it.
Yeah, because this came up a week ago. And I'm going to look that up. Spell it again, Doug.
They got this weird spelling. It's P-R, I think it's A-V-I-Z-E-R. I'm going to check right now that I've got it right here. I'll take a peek. Support, M-29, where are you?
Yeah, that looks like it. P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R, Provisor.
That's it, and the Z is capitalized. Yeah. It's uppercase. The P and the Z, P as in Paul, Z as in zebra, are both capitalized, uppercase. This is really, really tremendous, tremendous software. It goes much deeper than CCleaner and fast. The first time you run it, it's going to go through and take out all the temp files, remove all of the added, completely useless Windows Update files that are left on your drive. So the first time you run it, it may take an hour, hour and a half. After that, it's fairly quick. But this thing will take you into places in Windows 10 and do it in a way that will help to have you understand a deeper how the thing works together with sleeping and going into a suspend mode and how the temp, it displays everything. I love this program. And if you're a donor, you will get updates for free forever. Of course, they'll keep asking you for more donations. But I actually donated to this particular thing, well, I don't know, 4 or 5 times over the last year. Everybody that has this just loves it. I put it on every machine that comes through that has Windows 10 on it, regardless whether it's 10, home, professional, or enterprise version. Doesn't matter. They all get it. I love that program.
All right, so we'll keep that handy. If you're wondering, P-R-I-V-A, capital Z-E-R, Provisor, and you may want to check that out. Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk coming up. Here's the number again, calls or a text, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We'll get more with Doug in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We continue with Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us. And Doug, let's squeeze in some more techs before the end of the program today. We keep getting pop-ups on our computer that says our IP address is exposed. What is that all about?
Oh, isn't this fun? This seems to be a real thing lately, that if you've done any searching for VPNs or network security, the little cookies inside your browser just keep telling you that your IP address is exposed. Everybody's IP address is exposed. That doesn't mean that a VPN is a bad thing or network security is a bad thing. But this really shows how much when you go anywhere on the net, it all filters back down to marketing. Now, if you have a security issue, I would be looking at that. But that's something that most people shouldn't have to worry about.
Yeah.
If their internet provider, Comcast, CenturyLink, that's the public IP address that is exposed. Once that network packet hits that router or modem in your house, that turns into an internal IP address, and I don't think they got any of those. And that really is the router and the modem and firewall's job to have all set up to where it's not an issue. It's better if it's not exposed, but now you're talking about a whole different level of security with VPNs and that kind of thing. I do think, though, VPNs are going to become the big seller this year, next year, and into our future. Everybody is jumping on this bandwagon. Pick your VPNs very carefully. They are not created equal by any means. And that we could spend probably 3 weeks on, Steve.
Yeah, we'll have to bring that up next week on the program. We are very tight on time. I want to get Russell and Apple Valley in. Russell, go quick.
Hello.
We got you.
You got me.
Yeah, go quick, please.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody how great it is to work with this guy. He always does a wonderful job, and he's reasonably priced, and I've used him for years.
Are you talking about me, Russ? Oh, thank you.
I am.
Well, that's great, Russ. I appreciate the call. We've got to run. Thanks so much for that. I want to get one more in real quick. Setting up my new iPad, I locked it up tight. It requires iTunes to unlock. I don't have it. Now what?
Oh, call Apple. It's all you can do. They're going to walk you through it. You might even end up having to take it to an Apple store. Apple security is right up there with Linux security. If you're tied in that kind of knot, you're going to need somebody that can get to the inside of this thing.
All right.
For sure. No question.
All right, Doug, we have got to run. We want to remind the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is over. The vote was 57-43 to convict the president, but the Senate did not get the two-thirds needed to convict. And we will have more from CBS News coming up at 3 o'clock on that particular story, the big news story of the day beyond the weather in these parts. Doug, before I let you go, what's your phone number? What's your email? How do people reach you?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOtech.com. Don't look at any of the directions on that website. It's way outdated. WCCOtech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, good to visit with you today. And plans are to visit again next week. How about that?
Oh, excellent. Make my day.
All right. We'll have Doug back next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.